Blog Talk Radio. Jack? What the heck is going on here?
Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. I don't know. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not sure if... I'm not sure what was going on. But, well, we started the show on time. I played an extra long song to kind of while the game wrapped up, so I don't know if anybody's heard anything. But there's only two people in the chat room anyway, so we'll we'll just wing it.
Yeah.
So good evening. It's the the Bazooka Joe Space Phone Post Game Show. Brought to you by Blue Shirt Banner Radio. I don't know. We'll talk about the game for an hour, and then who knows what we'll do the second hour. We'll see. You guys want to call in? Phone call 646-478-4692. Eddie, give me your thoughts on the game, and I'll give you mine.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to tell you. I was yelling at that TV set like you wouldn't believe it, that ridiculous announcement. Did I call it? Eric Stahl, Mark Stahl, all night with the Jeff Skinner. The Jeff Skinner is this, Jeff Skinner is that. He's the greatest guy ever. The first guy with two goals is Rick Nash.
He
youngest
sure.
guy.
Can you hear me? Are you gone?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not.
No, and then you have the Joe Corvo show. This game was very frustrating. I thought Michael Delzato played a horrible game defensively. He really just doesn't know what is.
Sorry, we're back. I think we're having some technical difficulties here. I'm trying to get Eddie back on the line. So bear with us a second. I apologize. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio with their continued stellar customer service. Give me a second here. See if I can get Eddie back on, or if he, hopefully he'll call back in. Anyway, I apologize. So hopefully you guys can hear us again. Let me see. I'll throw it out to you guys in the chat room. Can you guys hear us now? Try refreshing the page. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It says we're on the air. It says I'm in, but I don't know. All right. Hold on. All right, hopefully you can hear me now. Blog Talk Radio is telling me that I'm on. So here's hoping now that you guys can hear us. I should be on. We should be on the air now. So let me know in the chat room if you guys can hear us, or at least hear me, because I've lost Eddie. And hopefully he will be calling back in a minute, and we'll get him back on the phone. Let me see if I can add him. Add to conference. Let's see if we can get him on here with the Skype. Such technology, I'm telling you. I wonder if... okay, so Jolton Joe says he can hear us. That's
all right. Now,
he's back.
Hello?
He's back.
Yeah, I think I'm on two different lines.
Oh, we had major problems there. We lost that. We lost everything. I lost you. You lost me. We lost the show. We lost everything. But I think we are back on now.
All right.
So, let's start all over again.
All right.
Good evening and welcome to the Blue Shirt Banner Bazooka Space Joe Space Phone Post Game Show. Oh, boy. Well, you know what? They don't get the Jaguar Post Game Show right the first time either. So, anyway, you were talking about Michael Delzato. You thought he played a horrible game, and go.
Oh, my MDZ is really – he needs some work in that defensive zone. He That third period was atrocious defense. It was river hockey up and down. except that the quality of shots, I really thought, went to the Canes. They were jamming Henrik deep into the net. You know, very frustrating game. And let's just rewind. If you've read what I wrote, for this extravagant show, this show that is a litany of buzzes and words tonight, because for some reason we can't get it straight on Block Talk after a year and a half. Not our fault, but I mentioned that pretty much the broadcast was going to be a whole lot of Eric Staal and Mark Staal, you know, diatribe. And then I predicted that it would be the Jeff Skinner show with Sam Rosen, him talking about how young Jeff Skinner is. Now, I don't want to be somebody that says, I told you so, but guess what? That's what it was. I felt like I was watching a Hurricane broadcast instead of a Ranger broadcast. Let's talk about our team, for Christ's sake. I got to hear about the globe-trotting Hurricanes and the fact that they haven't played at home, or they only played at home one game. I don't care. All right. Now let's get to the game. I thought the Rangers came out well. You get down 1-0. It's a little hard. I thought the refereeing again was terrible. Jim, did you see where that guy put, when Fedotenko got tripped, the referee started to put his hand up and put it down?
Yeah, and then Avery bumped into the referee, and jeez, what was the call on Boyle? They never showed a replay, a decent replay that I saw. What was that, the penalty towards the end of the game?
Nothing. All I know it was that the great Jeff Skinner drew it. That's all we heard. They never showed a replay. never showed it. Oh, it was a good game, but you know it's not a good game unless the Rangers win. That's my problem, and it's another loss at home. So it's a joke, and it's not a joke, but very frustrating loss, and it's something that I guess I hope it doesn't turn into a trend. I mean, did we everybody see Grachev's debut? What did you think?
From what I saw, I thought he played pretty well. Took the body well. A couple of scoring chances. He was in front of the net when he should have been. Look, I liked what I saw. And, the goaltending was fantastic at both ends. Cam Ward made some unbelievable saves, as did Henrik. I mean, they were both terrific. And, look, I said at the beginning of the season, all I want to see is effort. It's all I care about. I can handle them losing, but I can't handle another year of 3-1 depressing losses where there's no energy, no chemistry, no life to them. And this team's different. I know it's a loss. I know, you hate to see them lose, but the effort's there. They got some fight in them, finally.
They have some fight in them, Jim, but these third periods, let's look at the losses now. I'm a little disconcerted by this. You know, they lose this game, 4 minutes, 5 minutes to go. They lost the Islander game they lost that one late. I think it was the Colorado game, the Avalanche. They were tied, I think, going to the third period. They lost that in the third period. I would like to see, although they did have a lot of opportunities in that third period. You're right. They did show a lot of hustle. But I didn't see, the results aren't there. And especially at home, it's a tough loss. You'd like to see him. And Henrik played his balls off tonight.
Yeah.
He looked great. I mean, he looked like the Henrik where we all know and love. And, I knew it was going to be a tough game. And now this Toronto game tomorrow night, got to hope they can get some road magic going. So maybe we'll just take the game, maybe we'll take the game period by period and break it down. What did you have any did anything annoy you? Well, I'm always annoyed by the whole announcing and the broadcast, but were any players, I know you were involved in an open thread, were there any guys that the people felt that was, had a, an off game or?
You know, we had a little conversation about Delzato, and, you know, I said, I made the comment that he doesn't look comfortable. And, you know, to me, he really hasn't looked comfortable yet. You know, bits and pieces here and there, but overall, he doesn't look comfortable. And somebody responded, is it a second-year jinx? And I said, well, I said, that depends, because the opinion on his first year varies. Everybody's got a different opinion about Michael Delzato's rookie season. So, you know, but he seemed to be, and you know, Frolov, I'm starting to sense this fan base is going to turn on him quickly. I really am. I'm starting to see it. You know, more and more comments. Where's Frolov? Missing persons alert. Alexander Frolov last seen in the preseason. And I have, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, and the guy who may benefit most from that is Steve Emminger. I'm starting to sense it. You know, I don't. You've made the comment a couple of times that, you know, you just think that he misses a center that could feed him the puck, and maybe that's true. But then I don't know what it is. But he's just meandering out there and taking. He's just putting in time right now, and I don't understand it. You know, we talked about him last night, and unfortunately, he's going to be a topic of conversation again tonight. But I didn't see the first period. Got home from work, and the first period had already ended. And since we had the show, I couldn't catch up and watch the TiVo. So I'm relying on you for the first period. And you know, it was 1-0 when I got home. And then you know, it was funny. Dubinsky scored the goal that I guess made it. Dubinsky made it 3-3. And then right after that, Girardi loses his stick. Avery gives Girardi his stick. So, you know, instead of Murphy's Law, it's Rangers Law, because who could get sprung on the breakaway on the very next play, but he doesn't have a stick? Avery, of course. It had to be, of all the people it could have been, it had to be the guy that did the right thing and gave his stick up to the defenseman.
Right. And then 18 seconds later, Eric Cole scored.
Right.
And that's, I mean, you know, you got to make your own breaks, though. I thought the Rangers had enough quality shots. You know, again, you know, that worst power play in the league, according to Joe Micheletti, Carolina at 37% apparently is last now in the NHL. So getting over better than one out of three is last. So I want to know who's the number one. Never corrected himself, Micheletti. I know Jolton Joe's in the chat room, but that was sad. They don't even. That broadcast is bad. And again, like you said before about the penalty on Boyle, they never showed it.
And you know, and you've really, I've said this before, you've really swayed my opinion on Sam Rose, and I pay a lot closer to attention to his actual calls of the game now than I used to. And I mean, is one, Henrik makes the save, the puck squirts out, and Sam's yelling, and Lundqvist makes the save, and he covers, and meanwhile, the play is going on, the puck is out, Carolina's still firing away on him. Oh, no, the puck is loose, it got away, like it didn't get, he never covered it, he never even came close to covering the puck.
Watch his call on the Ruutu goal in the first period, a pass, a shot. Ruutu score against the goal. A shot.
And it was another. I think it was. Dubinsky skating for the puck in the Rangers zone. Dubinsky skates. This will be an icing. And Dubinsky skating with the puck, turning back up the other way, and he's like past the blue line. Oh, I guess it wasn't an icing. I think it was Dubinsky. It might have been Roosevelt. I don't know. And does it Roosevelt, the goal that bounces off Roosevelt, the puck squirts out off his skate. How many times did they have to show that replay? Like it was just it bounced off his skate. It look. Here's another replay. Here's 19 replays of the puck bouncing off his skate. Micheletti coming to the defense of the great Michael Roosevelt.
Oh yeah. And then, this is a frustrating loss. So I had high C over me and him, and he's just laughing at me because I'm just talking. I'm talking to myself, but he was here to hear me. He was listening to me vent. Like, what was up with that camera angle at the end of the game? There was an angle from the rafters they were showing, and the Rangers were deep in the zone with the goalie pulled. I'm like, what? What are we experimenting now? I'm on the edge of my seat here. And Joe in the production truck wants to try some camera experimentation. Wants to let loose his creative license. Horrible. But breaking down the game, Rangers had a lot of shots on net, Jim. 43 shots.
Yeah, most they've had all season.
It's just a matter of the work ethic is there, the finish. Again, you're looking for – Frolov is a finisher. And he kind of meanders around there and doesn't get involved. He's the only guy I can tell you can't throw a check, doesn't hit, never involved. I know, talking to Tortorella when they were talking to him before the game, he was kind of talking about Stepan kind of needs to get more involved and be around the puck more. Rather than just kind of positioning himself. That's all I feel that Frolov does. He's trying to get in position, but he's not doing anything else. It seems to me just from these first, almost 10 games now, he's a guy that really needs – he can't really beat you one-on-one. And he doesn't look like he has blazing speed. So he looks like a guy that you got to get the puck to. But when you have nobody really to get you the puck at this point, you've got to change your game up. And I got to give, I have to give credit to Fedotenko. He looked good in this game. Again, another really involved. And Avery played okay. It really is that one line just coming at you. And I can't believe that Dubinsky goal when he gave that look off like he was going to pass. And I don't buy what Sam Rosen was selling me, saying, oh, he saw that Callahan was covered or Anisimov was covered. That's why he shot. I think Brandon really intended to look off and then go for that shot. And I was surprised it didn't hit him square in the chest, Cam Ward right in the chest, because Brandon's not the most accurate shooter, but 5 goals. Brandon!
You're gonna have to change your name, your nickname for him.
Brandon do something.
Brandon, he's Brandon do everything right now.
Right, Brandon, do super thing.
Is this Anisimov Callahan Dubinsky line? I mean, is stroke of genius from the delicate genius. I mean. All right, I think I'm back. Let me know if we're back. Here we go. Are we back? I'm back. Now I just have to wait for Eddie to call back in. So hopefully we're back on the air. What do we got here now? All right, I think we have Eddie. Are you back with me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go again. Hey, we've got sound according to the chat room. Yes, Blog Talk Radio has done it again. Jesus.
Man, this makes it so difficult.
It really does.
Just getting in a flow.
You know, we make the best of it. You know, we make a lot of jokes about it. But, you know, it's ridiculous. And it's not just us, because Paulie was telling us last night he's got problems. I mean, what are we paying for? I mean, folks, I'm not just saying we pay a monthly subscription fee to bring you guys this show. What am I paying for? You know?
Oh, Magoo, you got it again.
Exactly. So, I don't know. You know, we're gonna have to explore some other avenues to speak to the masses. Because we've got a worldwide following, and I can prove it.
And plus, we got 30 minutes into the show. We've had 15 minutes of dead air.
Yeah.
Not counting the dead air we had when I was speaking, or the hot air when I was speaking. So, I think if we got, if we have a couple more problems, I say frig it. I mean, unless you people, I'll let the people decide, because I'll sit here and talk to myself for another hour and a half. As long as somebody will hear me. Somebody can hear me.
Well, I'm listening.
All right.
And seriously, anybody out there, if you guys know of another service that we can go on and do a live broadcast and take phone calls and have the exact same show that we do now, where the podcast will be available. It's got to be exactly like, without the technical.
The chat room.
We want to be able to. We don't want to take anything away from you guys, because even though, sometimes it's limited, because this kind of sucks sometimes. The podcast, because we have a lot of people that download this show. Well, we're back again, I think. I hope. And I'm going to try and get Eddie back again. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Trying to do a show. And, they wouldn't do this to Boomer and Carton, and this show's a hell of a lot better than that one is.
Show sucks.
Well, they sure promote the hell out of it on a Ranger broadcast, don't they?
I can't take it. It's ruining my mojo. Stop. Block Talk Radio, you suck. Well, at least this is getting everybody a chance to get in the chat room.
Yeah.
Half hour. I think this is pretty much all it's going to be, but I want to thank everybody for being here. Grachev, how did you like Grachev's performance? I thought pretty good. He looked involved. He did screw up, though. He had that opportunity late in the game. Kind of gained his own and then got his pocket picked by Brandon Sutter, whatever his name is. But so far, so good. Got 6-7 minutes of playing time in his first NHL game. Not as productive as Jeff Skinner, but still.
Hall of Fame-bound Jeff Skinner?
And how about Mark Stahl? Showing the offense.
That was a nice goal.
That really
was. A nice goal he scored. Oh, and his brother's impressed with his offensive abilities tonight.
Yeah. He really, he's known as a defensive guy, but now Eric's going to have to show him something. Oh, God. Isn't that storyline like 4 years, 3 years too old?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see the first couple times they play each other, but that was the storyline. And I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if you feel the way I do about this, but I'd like to hear more about the Rangers. I really don't give a crap about the Carolina Hurricanes and their trials and tribulations. I'd rather hear about the Rangers and them struggling and who they... they could have given a nice background on Grachev. They never gave it on how the Rangers got him, and they didn't think he would slip that low and that he would be available, but they didn't think he would get to Russia, and how he came out of juniors a year early, and how he struggled in Hartford, and now he's getting his first time. No, there was none of that. There was Jeff Skinner. dinner and, you know, the stall boys. And let's and as far as Sam lost all his jam when JD left.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I liked them together. You know, JD was fun. You know, he was goofy too, which I liked. He made me laugh. When these guys make jokes, I get the douche chills.
They have no chemistry. You feel like they were forced to work together, and that, you know, I mean, and I think it comes out sometimes when they disagree. I think you hear a little edge in both of their voices. You know, I really don't think they like each other very much. You know, you Sam and JD. They were a team. They were, yeah. You know, they were a team. You know, like Summerall and Madden, or Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner, whoever. Rizzuto and White. Lindsey Nelson. There you go. There's a name.
And then, what was that call by Micheletti when? Oh my God! Grotcher just heard it. He just introduced the Billy Jaffe travesty.
Poor Billy Jaffe.
But I was getting back on the Callahan goal where he picked it out of the air there. And he goes, "What a great play by Callahan with the old bat bunt play." What is a bat?
All right. Well, I think we're back. So, Eddie, if you want to try and call in again, there's Eddie. All right. He's back. You know what? You're back. Are you back with me, Eddie?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have you hang up and then call back in on the switchboard.
All right.
All right. Let's try that. Let's see if that works any better.
It might be.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll just wait a second. Eddie should be right back with us. I apologize. It's kind of embarrassing, to say the least. But we'll bring Eddie back on in a second. We've got an hour and 18 minutes to go. We'll see how long of that we are actually on the air. We had a couple of calls that were on the line I was going to bring on. We'll bring them back in just a second. I see Robbie's back on hold. Robbie, stay with us. We are having major, major technical difficulties this evening. Pretty much the camel that broke the straw's back, I think Groucho Marx used to say. So, Robbie, I'll bring you on in a minute. I'm just waiting for Eddie to call back in, and when I get him on, I'll bring you on, all right? We want to make sure this is going to work first. Aaron Voro's playing on the first line for the Ducks. That is fantastic. All right. Now we should have Eddie back. Eddie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Now, we're back on the air. We have sound. Eddie's back. We're going to take calls. We're going to blow. We're going to try and get – we're going to add to this madness. So here we go. Robbie, what's going on?
I'm upset. You would think after that win on Sunday night that would like propel him out to – prolong him out to more wins, but not to be. I don't know. Biron looked awful Wednesday night. I don't know what's going on. I was looking at like Chad Ocho, Single Johnson, or Val Ketton. I don't know what happened with him. I know one was an empty net, but still.
Biron's entitled to a bad game, but you know, let's focus on tonight's game because this is the Blue Shirt Banner Radio Bazooka Joe Space Phone, and we'd be better off on a pair of space phones at this point. Post game show. So give us your thoughts on tonight's game, Robbie.
I think the refs screwed us over, but I don't mean to blame it on the refs. I think that I think Stahl had a great goal, and, you know, it was pretty good. And Lundqvist, again, that was the thing that frustrated me, is that Lundqvist looked at it was the one-man show then, which cannot happen. He was one-man, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it, but it was all on him, and that can't be. They rely on him way too much, and that was part of the reasons why they lost tonight.
no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there.
I don't know. It's awful.
Welcome to Rangers Hockey.
Yeah.
I went to NHL.com, right, because I want to pull up the stats from tonight, from the game tonight.
Yeah.
And on the front page, one of the top headlines, okay, it is, hold on, now I got back to the, wait a minute, where did it go? It's like the third top headline. No, I'm sorry, it's the second headline. Must see Bill Cowher and Boomer Esiason at the Rangers-Canes game. Who the hell cares?
They interviewed Cowher and they interviewed Carton, and they keep, I mean, Boomer, I mean, they keep advertising for the Boomer Carton.
That is the top headline for NHL.com? That two guys that have nothing to do with the National Hockey League were at the game? Who cares?
Well, Boomer is a big season ticket for the Rangers, but I don't know
who
why.
Who cares? So do 15,000 other people.
Well, they're not famous.
Who cares? He's, come on.
I know, I'm kidding. I didn't know that was the big thing. I know it's pretty pathetic, but... Well, there is some good news. The Canadians beat the Islanders 3-1 at the Coliseum, and the Devils are very struggling, so there is some positives there.
I don't want to focus on the other teams, though. I don't want to be that. I don't want to. You know, we have a lot of fun at their expense, but I'm taking
no solace
in that tonight.
Yeah.
Look, I'm hoping that's all bounce back tomorrow night. But the effort's there. I like the effort.
We did talk about that in the off season that we really wanted to see that type of effort by the Rangers every night. Them being in the game, it being exciting. It was a good game to watch, but the result is what stinks.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. You know, but they were in the game, and I really thought when it was 3-3, they had the momentum shift. And it started to get real wide. Go ahead.
I think that they ran into a good goal. I think Cam Ward played pretty well for the most part. He made some fantastic saves. Both goalies did. But Ward, Boyle took that stupid penalty, and then that's pretty much what cost them the game. So.
Yeah. Carolina had 18 shots in the third period. You can't have that. You know,
that's very frustrating because the first period they hit both the post and the crossbar, and the Rangers had played very well in the first period, and then they were down 1-0. Very frustrating.
Yeah, and it got real loose and real up and down in the third period, and the Rangers really can't afford to play that, even though they did have some good quality shots.
They did.
You know, it's something, you know, you can't allow yourself to do, especially with the Rangers being such a, you know, kind of grind team, and you're playing up and down, you know, especially if we had Mary Gaborik out there.
At least we have somewhat of an excuse if we don't do well. We can say we were out Drury, Prosper, and Gaborik,
If you have Prosper and Gaborik, maybe you want to engage in a little bit more wide-open game, but they certainly just it's a tough loss. I mean, you know, the fans were into it. I was into it. But at home, they've got to straighten this out. Got to win those games. And I see them losing a lot of games in the third period. I guess it's better than losing them in the second period like we did last year.
I actually was almost trying to get tickets for this game, but I decided not to, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, well... What they say, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah. How many more losses do you think it is until the Flyer safety champs come back?
I think it depends on the way they're playing. You know, if they're going to play, I mean, they're playing competitive hockey. They're not, you know, nobody's blowing them out.
Yeah, that should be effort.
Really?
They're playing competitive hockey.
It's not like, you know, they're not getting blown out. I really can't, you know, mistakes here and there that are killing them, but I really can't, I'm not going to go nuts on this team. I just can't.
They're not playing the youth.
Yeah,
right?
I mean.
All
Well, and Groucho. Well, one thing about Sam, you know, look, I will admit that Sam and JD were the best. They were the ultimate. JD was amazing. He loved the Rangers. He put heart and soul in the franchise. But, you know, I like Michelangelo. I mean, he's no JD, and I still like Sam. So, you know, let's lay off on them. No offense.
I can't stand Micheletti. Micheletti, I can't stand him. He's so smarmy looking. He's just a weasel. He's just a weasel.
He doesn't look like a weasel. Yeah, I think he's okay, but you know.
Sam's still okay. I know you met Sam at the broadcasting camp, but you got your picture taken with him. Of course,
oh, yeah.
I remember. I pay attention to everything. I know you're coming. You're a Sam apologist. It's all right. It's all right. Hey, look,
man, and I miss JD too.
Because you met him and you shook his hand and he talked to you. I understand. You're a fan. You like Sam.
Yes. Let him be a fanboy.
I have met Sam. I met Sam Rosen. This sucks to say this, but I met Sam Rosen before you were born, kiddo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I was your age,
I met Sam Rosen.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I was, when they won in 94, I was 4 months old. And I was still cheering them on.
Wow. That's sick. You know,
all right, hey, Robbie, we're going to take some other calls before we get cut off the air again. So we'll talk to you Wednesday night on whatever station we're on.
All right, sure. Let's go Rangers. So hopefully they'll beat the Maple Leafs tomorrow night in Toronto. Go Rangers, baby. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Take care,
Robbie.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's move them fast and furious while we still have airtime.
I think the problem, Jim. I think this might be it.
Hold on. We can't say that without knocking on wood. Hold on. Where is it?
Did you see him, ladies and gentlemen, tonight? Oh, my God.
Knocking on wood.
F.G.D. Grata.
The dawning of the Evgeny Gratchev era.
Fire up that Olympic theme. I know you got pomp and circumstance, whatever it is.
Oh, I got this. Hold
Fire
on.
Fire it up. Looking good, hitting people. Let's give a round of applause, Paulie D. Didn't look like no Glychev or Brachev out there. He looked like the Evgeny we were promised.
That's right. Hey, Evgeny's going to Toronto tomorrow night. It'll just be his first trip there. His last one will be when he's inducted. Zach, welcome to the program. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
I actually went to the game tonight. I got a ticket the last second.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Last night, you're crying poverty on the air. Tonight, you're going to the game. You're hobnobbing. You probably had dinner where'd you have dinner? At Cafe 31 or over at the Blarney? Or where'd you go?
No, I'm still dirt broke. I had dinner at home. What happened was a mutual friend of half the people in Blue Shirt Banner.
Hello.
Jeremy. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And there we go.
I can still hear you.
Yeah, I think we got cut off.
Well, can you guys still hear me or one of you?
I can hear you, Zach.
All right. Well, I don't know if you know Jerry, but she had an extra ticket. She actually, her car broke down, so she couldn't go, and she said, here, just take a ticket. So it was
good. Wow. So that was really nice.
Yep.
Really nice.
Yeah. I got booted again.
Screw this noise.
Well, Jim, I can still hear you.
Got sound.
Well, yeah, others are complaining that it's dead again, but I think you guys were on the whole time. So I don't know.
I can hear me.
That's all that matters.
Really?
Yeah,
I knew when your cougar friends came through for you. I knew it.
Yeah, Jerry.
So you tapping any of that?
What?
Come on.
Let's get to the important stuff.
The important stuff. Well, which is important, the hockey game or the fact that I'm going to a party tomorrow night with Kristen's cousin, Jill?
Oh, look at you.
Is she a friend? This drag race is happening right now. I almost got hit by them. I'm walking home right now from the garden.
You're walking home?
Walking home. Well, I live a mile away. I live in New York City.
Really? Wait. I didn't know that.
Yep. Well, now you know.
What was the mood of the crowd?
Oh, it was kind of mixed. You know, everybody was happy that Callahan scored and Stahl scored both on the power play, and Dubinsky scored. All in all, fans are really upset with the officiating. You know, there were so many missed calls, from our vantage point, and you guys probably saw this better than me. Fedotenko's hit. Was that a clean hit, or was that a legit boarding call?
It was a penalty. You mean the one where he got knocked down and the referee put his arm up and then put it down?
No, I'm talking about when Fedotenko took the penalty with 20 seconds left in the game.
It was Boyle.
Yeah, it was called boarding, but was it a legit boarding or a call, or was it a clean hit?
It was Brian Boyle that took the penalty.
No. I'm talking about towards the very end.
I was already on the air when that happened.
Okay. All right, I got to watch the replay for that. But Boyle definitely screwed up, right?
We never saw it on TV. They never showed it. Did you see what it was all about?
With Boyle with Fedotenko? Oh, you mean at the very end?
Boyle. Yeah, the goal they got. They got, you know.
Boyle took that penalty in the third period, which led Carolina to get the go-ahead goal. I did not see the penalty, so I have to look at that over again. But obviously the fans are extremely pissed off about that. I'm talking about with 20 seconds left in the period, not the very end where Boyle got into a scruff with another player, but like 20 seconds left, Fedotenko got called for boarding. I just want to know if that was a clean hit or if it was a legit boarding call. The reason why I'm asking is because you see throughout the league, a lot of players are being called for boarding, and they're just clean hits.
Jim?
I just want to know if this is happening for us now.
Jim, are you there?
I am here. Sorry, I got. I was checking out something for the game. Sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm asking about Fedotenko's boarding call. Because a lot of players throughout the league this season have been called for boarding, and you look at the replays, and they are, you know, clean hits by a mile and a half.
No, I thought that. I honestly thought the Fed that was a good call.
All right.
Yeah, I thought that was a legitimate call.
But there were still a lot of missed calls. I mean, you know, again, Lundqvist gets hit by a Hurricanes player, and there was no call. You know, Rangers got tripped up several times and there's no call.
You know, Stepan at one point looked like he got hit knee on knee and there was nothing called.
Well, unless it's an intentional hit, you know, those penalties rarely get called because those, you always see it usually happens like center ice or whatnot. It's just the players just turning at the same time.
They were skating in opposite directions pretty close and Stepan went flying. Well, I don't know. In open ice. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, anyway.
I kind of missed it. But all in all, it was an all right game. You know, it kind of sucks that we ended up losing. But,
yeah.
You know, seriously, actually, I take that good game comment back because a few of those goals, Roosevelt just completely disappeared on the ice. What was it, the third goal or the second goal where the Hurricanes got to the puck at the blue line, and were 2-0. Then they scored.
Well, I really couldn't blame. I thought Rosie played an okay game. But again, Michael Belzotto is clueless at his own end. I don't know what goes on with this guy. And let's talk about that kicking goal. That's something you missed in the first period.
I saw it, but it happened too fast, and they didn't show a replay. So I was confused.
Well,
I
saw it on replay, and it was the most obvious kick. I mean, you might as well thought he was playing soccer. It was that deliberate. It looked like that guy Henri on the he plays for the the Red Bulls there. He kicked it so blatantly into the net. It was like he was playing soccer. And then he runs away from the front of the net like they're not going to see it. I can see if it's 1978, you might get away with it. But now with cameras and instant replay all over the place, you're not getting away with it.
Delzato is one of the many players that is in that sophomore curse. You know, they'll have a good freshman year, and then sophomore year, they just falter. And
I don't believe in witchcraft. Save that for your Halloween buddies. There's no sophomore slump. The guy was a -9 last year, -11. What was he last year? Minus something.
I don't follow the plus-minus rating.
Last year, and he's not good defensively yet. They've got to
He's definitely not having a good season. I'll give you that much. But yes, it's something that should be everybody's concern, but I don't think we need to jump on him and start beating his head to the ice tag. It's all your fault.
You'll jump on Roosevelt. You'll jump on
Roosevelt
right
is
away.
Different. Roosevelt
no
is different. It's completely
no
different. Delzato is still learning the game. He's still learning the game. Roosevelt should already know the game by now.
He's an older gentleman.
That's irrelevant.
And Joe Nicolet, my producer here, said, did I see the NHL Delzato special where he played soccer? Yes, I did see that. And it also came to fruition that Michael Delzato is the most boring man on the planet. Now, I don't care what he is personality-wise, as long as he plays hockey. But he had nothing to say in that special. And yes, he looked like he was playing soccer in his backyard up there in Toronto, Ontario again.
Yeah.
Watch him. Zach, seriously, watch him.
I'll watch it. When I get home and they show Rangers at 60, I'll watch it.
Always out of position.
What?
Always. There's the last two games he's bad.
Yeah, he really has been playing up to his potential.
And it's not. And what was that deal with Frolov on the point when they pulled the goalie?
What's the deal with Frolov playing? I mean, is he really on our team?
I mean, exactly. The guy is not playing well.
He did that play in the second period. He had the puck. He was practically out like a breakaway with a guy just inches behind him, and he froze in front of the net. He froze. We signed him so he could score in front of the net like that. He did that perfectly in preseason. And now it's just like, I'm just going to stop now and lose the puck. What the hell is up with that?
I agree. So you reward him by putting him on the point when you're up, when you need a goal. He's not a playmaker.
He's not a point, man. It's just that, I don't know.
I got a lot of gripes. When I lose, I tend to just blame everything on everybody.
Yeah, but at least Ryan Tortorella saved his timeout for towards the end of the game instead of using it in the first period.
Well, that worked in one of the games.
Yeah.
Worked sometimes.
Oh, boy. You want to start to blame Tortorella, too? Everybody's got to – you're going to your same old guys.
All right, Zach. Well, listen, get home safe, and I'm sure you've got a night of drinking ahead of you, and
I'll do that tomorrow night.
All right. Well, have fun. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you Wednesday night.
Yep. Oh, and real quick, my next game is going to be the 14th against the Blues. John Newman's going to take me.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's a pair, huh?
I was sitting with him in the third period with Stacy, and we just showed up for a bed, and then they left.
All right.
Well, I'd hang out with you over Newman anytime.
All right, Zach. We'll talk to you Wednesday, buddy.
Yep, take care, guys.
All right, later.
Bye.
The Frolov thing at the point reminded me of the first game that Ole Jokinen played for the Rangers. And then Tortorella had him at the point. At least Jokinen's known for playmaking ability. You know, I second guess a lot of things. You know, what the hell do I know? But still, little things aggravate me in hindsight after a loss. I just care that much, Jim.
Well,
I just care that much.
Let me throw one at you before we take the next call. We got one more call on hold. If you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692, get in while the getting's good, I would suggest. A minute and a half to go. He puts Anisimov out there with, I think, Fedotenko and Frolov. Do you have a problem with jiggling the lines at that point in the game?
Yes.
Do I have that right?
It's been one constant all season. It's been the first line. We've got Dubinsky. He's got 5 goals. Callahan's playing out of his head. I mean, he should have more goals than he has, but he's been all. Anisimov is. You got to play that first line. Don't start experimenting and whatever you played in practice. No. You know those guys got to keep the puck deep. So when you have a line that's able to forecheck and keep that puck in the zone, it makes that extra attacker that much more important. And, you know, he'll be free and he'll be open. You just got to feed it to him. Because if one thing that line does lack, like I've said right now, is a pure finisher. And,
right.
That's why down the line, and it won't happen once Gabbert and Prosper come back, but although it's a superlative line so far for the Rangers, I think, you know, for a little more balance, I would like to see a more of a finisher type replace one of those wings. But you really can't do it because they're playing so well, and they're playing so well in so many different regards. And they kill penalties. I mean, these games are going to be battles, and we are extremely handicapped by injuries. And like you've been saying, you know, they have, you know, they've been in these games, but they got to come away with a win at home. I mean, they 1-2 now. I mean, they just got to win at home. I think they'll do well against Toronto tomorrow. I'm not against Chicago. That's another story on Monday. That's gonna be a little crazy. They're gonna really have to play a close defensive to the cuff type of game. Do you think Henrik is gonna start these next two? You think for sure after he played tonight? I mean, I would see no reason why he wouldn't. But anybody out there think that perhaps you throw beer on? I can't see that. They need the wins after 2 losses. I can't see them really going with beer on. The more I think about it.
I don't know. I could see him coming back with beer on tomorrow night. I don't know. You've hanked the weekend off. I don't know. I mean, you know, whether Biron's had what, 2 starts? If he wants to get him 20, if he means what he says and says what he means when he says he wants to give him 20 starts, then he's got to start one out of every what, 4 games, right? So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would come back with Lundqvist tomorrow night after I think about it. Come back with Lundqvist tomorrow night, then he could play again against Chicago Monday night, and then go from there. He's got to get Lundqvist into a little bit of a rhythm here too, I think.
Well, you don't want to drop 3 in a row,
right?
After winning 3 in a row, because then now you've lost all your traction. And it'll be interesting because when they played Toronto, Toronto was hot when they lost to them. Then Toronto wasn't so hot when they beat them. And now Toronto has kind of, you know, regained their footing somewhat. But still, so it'll be interesting to see where both teams are now. So we shall see.
All right. Well, we got another call on the line. Let's bring them on.
Yeah, bring
we got about 50 minutes to go. It's been a dogfight so far between us and Blog Talk Radio, but we're moving along here. 631-974. You are on the air. Who's this?
Tom, it's the Greek.
What are you? In the middle of a gyro there?
smell like Halloween candy.
Can't you just picture him sitting there, Eddie, with a big bag of Reese's peanut butter cups?
I got a bag right in front of me.
like a two Reese's peanut butter cups shoved in his mouth. Goddamn Reese's! Come on, pull off! How are you?
How you doing? How are you? Anyways, on to business. Now do you guys understand why Roosevelt sucks?
What?
Why do I hear the thought media music in the background?
Sorry, that was my phone. Block Talk Radio calling. No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway,
why are you anti Michael Roosevelt?
Because it's the bonehead plays he makes, it incurs the wrath of the fans.
It was a minus one in the game. Give it a break.
But you know the move the Skinner second goal where him and Spahn collided. Hello?
Yeah, that was a little bonehead. Yeah, I can see that. But I don't know.
It drives fans crazy.
Well, I think that some of the people in the chat room definitely hit the nail on the head. Those guys are standing around. The people are just standing around Henrik. The opposing player is unabated. Like, they're just standing around the crease. And then sometimes you'll see there'll be five Rangers in front of the net, but nobody's got anybody. They're just standing there, you know? They got to tie up sticks. And I see Coffee77 has joined us. He's always a pleasure.
He's a real treat.
just came in to say that Rick Nash is very overrated. Yeah, he's terrible. He's highly overrated on that star-filled Columbus roster, getting 40 goals every year. I need to slap. Yeah, Steve Mason had a great year last year.
They're going to be contracted.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, Costa?
I don't know. I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to eat my candy.
That a boy. Are you getting dressed up on Sunday? Going to make a run around the neighborhood?
Actually, my nieces and nephews went to a party, and they really don't eat candy, so they gave me their candy.
You have nieces and nephews. Are you uncle? Are you Uncle the Greek or Uncle Crazy or Uncle Costa?
I try not to be crazy in front of them. I try not to.
Oh.
Sometimes I can't help it.
Will you ever take them to a Ranger game on the island and yell at the Islander ice girls? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they're still ice pigs. Yeah.
All right, Costa.
All right, I'm punching out.
Enjoy your candy, and we'll talk to you later. The great Costa. Oh, guess who's on hold? The one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, returning from tonight's Ranger King, weighing in at 215 pounds, from parts unknown, the Rangers' number one Jewish fan, Mr. John Newman. John Newman, how are you tonight, buddy?
I am doing A-OK, Jim. How are you?
Good. Took your girl to the game, met up with Zach. We already heard the whole story, so with something new.
Did Zach tell you the story that we see two Canadian people down below wearing Brodeur jerseys?
No, he didn't tell us about that.
Oh, so there was a father, I guess a wife and a husband wearing two Brodeur Canadian jerseys. It was hilarious. I went down, I'm sitting in my section, all of a sudden 50 kids came in, all French-speaking kids. I start bantering left and right, the kids start looking back, and I get this look from this woman behind me. She says to me, quote-unquote, shut the fuck up or get the hell out of here.
So you don't tone it down in front of the.
Those are my seats. They're French speaking. I don't give a shit who the hell is behind me. Okay, I'm the second to last row before the concession stands. They had a problem. They can move their fucking French asses back to Canada.
No, but I meant you had the lovely Miss Stacey Katz with you. You don't tone it down in front of her, trying a little decorum.
Stacey was just as bad as I was.
Really?
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Oh, she was just as bad, Jim. Just as bad.
All right,
bad.
So why don't you give us some actual thoughts on the game, and that would be a nice refreshing change of pace for one of your phone calls.
Besides the fact that they look like shit, I mean, what else to say?
It's 3-3 with
how do they look like
left?
Shit? Exactly.
You watched the same game I watched?
I was watching the same game. What happened? What happened with the fourth goal? What was that, a power play goal? Yeah, exactly. Let's put it in perspective.
On a questionable call.
Yeah,
I mean,
questionable with Rangers.
Including our fan base sometimes.
That's correct, and we know who we're talking about too, Jim. The two women in the chat room probably.
They're not here. There's no women
exactly.
in the chat room. There's no women
exactly.
in the chat room tonight.
We love our women in the chat room. Let's face facts. You know who I'm talking about.
We have no problems with the chat room. We're not here to start out. Look, give us some thoughts on the game.
They played well for the first period and a half, and then they fell asleep. They tried to pick it up with 10 minutes to go in the third period.
They had 43 shots on goal, 14 in the third period, 18 in the second period.
Who took the most shots on the team?
I don't know. What do I look like, John Giannone with the stats here?
Yeah. You are the stat man. Come on, Jim. You're supposed to be up on this.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second. Let me see if
I'm still driving. Come on. You got to give me details.
Are you driving to New Jersey on your cell phone, Kate? You get arrested for that?
I don't give a shit. I'm in Bergen County and all the cops. I got shields on my car.
Ryan Callahan had 7 shots on goal. He was the team leader.
There you go.
He had 2 points and still wound up a -1.
I know. It's scary. He's scary.
He's terrible.
Huh?
Trade him.
He's trading me now.
Get rid of him. Get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Season's over. They're finished.
Who said that? I read it on Facebook.
I read it on Facebook.
Who's who?
I'm not saying. No. I don't name names.
Jim, what did you say? I heard from a little birdie today that you had a conversation in the chat room or on Facebook with a young lady saying, she, I guess it was 2-1 Thrashers, and she turned off the game to watch her other team, and she thinks the season's over. Come on, Jim. I still have faith in this team.
No, yeah. I'll readily admit that. Jackie Lomba the other night. 2-1 Thrashers, and she says, that's it, I'm shutting the game off, I'm going to watch my Hawks. And I said, yeah, go ahead. I said, you're right, game's over, no team ever comes back from 2-1.
It's true, exactly, come on.
So, anyway, all right, so that's your whole thoughts on the game?
I guess, I don't know right now, I'm still driving a little under the quote-unquote weather, let's put it that way.
All right.
Chicago's losing to Edmonton 6-4. So, Jackie's having
By the way, what do you think about McClain getting fired this week or next week if the Devils lose tonight?
I'm telling you. I don't know. It's not out of the realm.
It's not because Lou has made some weird decisions, moves with his coaches before, but, man, I don't see how you hire a rookie coach, the guy that you've groomed essentially for how many years to become your head coach. The guy's a career devil, and you're going to give him, what, 15 games? A 15-game trial? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Larry Robinson the assistant coach?
Yes.
I could see Larry Robinson. He's been there a couple times before.
Well, see, that's a mistake too. You can't be a head coach and have a guy who was one of the previous head coaches of the team as your assistant looking over your shoulder. Could you imagine if Tortorella made Mike Keenan a head coach?
Oh,
Or Brian, or the great Brian Trottier.
I will say that I had a conversation with Zach during the game. I said to him, one of the other fans I was talking to, I said the Devils are in trouble. A, they got three rookies or four rookies on the defense, and B, once they got rid of Paul Martin on defense, that whole system went under. They don't have any stability on the defense. That's why they're giving up so many goals. That's why they're leading the league with goals against, with 35 going into tonight's game with Anaheim, who also has 35 goals against.
You know what's funny though is that if hockey got any coverage in New York, especially the Devils, if they do fire John McClane, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker would be a great headline.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one.
But like I said, the Devils get no coverage.
Neither do the Rangers. You put on ESPN, they're butchering the names, unless it's John Butchercross or Barry Melrose, and they only badmouth the hockey. They don't say anything good about it. They butcher every name known to mankind. It's terrible.
Butcher Gross wrote that ridiculous article that we talked about last night where he said the Rangers need to rebuild, to which, I replied, what the hell are they doing if they're not rebuilding?
Yeah, it's bullshit. So the Kremlin wants to show,
John, why I got you here, and I like to hear you being infuriated about something. I don't know if you've heard, but last night some of the season ticket subscribers were talking about that skate on the ice, go to the locker room thing, the event that it was supposed to go Sunday.
October 31st, it's canceled.
Canceled. Two days before the event is supposed to be, people were planning on taking, from out of town, had plans, and the Rangers in the infinite wisdom canceled it on them, and they're going to reschedule it for Central Park. Okay.
Correct. They made the announcement. I was actually going to go on Sunday with a buddy of mine because Stacy was going to the Jet game, and I said, that's fine, go to the Jet game. I was going to go to the skate or whatever. They canceled it. I got an email notification during the day. I emailed them back like, what the fuck?
I mean, this is how much they care about
2 days
the fans.
Before, that's not right. You'll cancel 2 days before you give a week's notice.
And the thing that got me was, because I saw them, they showed they put a thing up on during the broadcast, is that there's no date, but it's just going to be rescheduled for Walman Rink. So basically what they're telling Ranger fans is, F you, we don't want you on the ice.
That's right.
I mean, if you're going to change the date, why can't you just change the date and have it at the Garden? Because they don't want you on the ice. For whatever reason, they don't want Ranger fans in the building unless the concession stands are open and the stores are open and they're making money off of you.
I don't know if you saw this on the TV or not, Eddie. I don't know if you saw this either on the home ice. You know our ice in the middle? 85. It's supposed to be 85th anniversary. They forgot the TH on the ice.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it says 85. And I asked one of the guys, I said, how come they don't have the TH in the 85th anniversary? Oh, we have to melt all the ice down. The only time they do that is when the circus comes to town. They're too lazy to do anything.
The circus is in town.
The circus has been in town since last year. Come on, Jim.
Circus has been in town for 10 years.
It's the Kremlin. What do you expect? It's the Kremlin. It's Wintuck. It's Cirque du Soleil all over again. Here we go.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, come on. Now, they knew this was going to happen. And someone in the chat room said it. Perhaps the Knicks are playing tomorrow, and they don't want to remove the basketball court. Maybe that's what it has to do with it. I don't know.
Eddie,
whatever it is.
It's like opening night. It's been like that. The TH has not been there.
But the problem is, like you said, why 2 days' notice? Didn't they know this was going to happen?
They knew it. They had to. The home opener is tomorrow for the Knicks, by the way, not Sunday.
Whatever. They don't care about the fans. Unless
they're worried about Monday's game against Chicago. Unless they're worried some fan might do something lunacy and do something on the ice before the Blackhawks come to town.
What are they going to do? They're season ticket holders.
Doesn't matter.
It's not like you're fighting me and him there.
Eddie, you're forgetting. I'm a season ticket holder. Come on. I do a lot of shit. I smuggled in liquor tonight. I got away with it.
You always smuggle in liquor.
I would have never noticed.
No, but I actually got patted down tonight. I was scared out of my mind. I got patted down by security first time ever in 21 years.
Word's out. They're listening to the show.
Yeah, well, the Kremlin sucks. and I wore my Eddie Geich mask. Let's put it that way. And my costume of gut.
Jeez. All right, Newman. Well, listen. Get home safe.
I'm 2 minutes from the house, but thank you, and thank you very much. Have a good Halloween, fellas.
All right. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Oh, good. You're good at 5-day break. That's good. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care, Mom.
The great John Newman.
The great pumpkin.
All right. We got a half hour to go. Hey, we're on what? About a solid 45 minutes of straight broadcasting here?
I think we solved that problem.
At least temporarily. But you know what? We had problems the other night, and you were called in on the switchboard like you are now.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't conference you in. 2 weeks ago, we conference you in on Skype, and it was fine. So I don't know what it is. I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Blog Talk Radio tells you use Skype, which I do, and use a hardwired internet connection, which I do. So, you know, what's the problem? You know, I see Cutter has joined us. Why don't you do a quick roll call since we have a short, small group here tonight. And
sure, I want to thank first of all everybody for coming out and bearing with us. Guys are awesome. And
yes, you guys, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is sperm of the moment kind of thing, and you know. I just want to, you know, me and Jim, and Jim will tell you, last night when we did the show, we went to a caller and he wasn't there, and it turned out it was a guy from Australia calling from work, trying to sneak in a phone call.
Yeah, I'll read the email if you want to.
Yeah, read the email before I do the roll call.
Hold on, let me pull it up real quick, because it's just pretty funny, just picturing this guy. If you guys remember, if you were listening to the show last night, we had a call that was 612. I called it out, and I thought, because that's a Minnesota area code, and we've had that guy, he's called in a couple of times from Minnesota. I can't remember his name.
I can't think of it either.
He's occasional on our site. He knows his stuff. I don't remember. He has like a... His name is more like a moniker, I think, than a, you know, like a nickname type thing, you know, like Coast of the Crazy Greek or whatever you want to call it, you know. But
right.
So that's who I thought it was, but and then when I pulled up the call, he wasn't there, and now I'm having trouble pulling up the. Here it is. Hold on, Jim. My name is Paul, and I wanted to apologize for my call to the show yesterday. I was caller 612. I live in Sydney, Australia, and was calling from work. I work in an open plan office, which Eddie can describe to you what that is, because he looked it up, and can only try and call in at different times when no one is around. Yesterday when I called, I thought I had the all clear, but just before you brought me on the show, my boss showed up at my desk waiting for me to get off the phone. So when it was my chance to talk, I couldn't say anything, as my boss would have known I had made an international call and a personal one at that. So I wanted to send you this email and apologize, and was hoping you could pass on my apology to Eddie. I absolutely love the show and wish it was on every day. It is rare that I get to listen to it live, as I am usually at work. The show starts at 11 a.m. Sydney time, but I download it off iTunes as soon as I get home. Just so you know, I plan to hopefully be able to call sometime in November. I'm hoping the boss has a meeting when the show is on, and I will steal his office, or I will try and call you from the company boardroom. Thanks again to you and Eddie for putting together such an entertaining show, and go Rangers. Take care, Paul. So thanks, Paul. We don't want to get you fired. We appreciate you listening, and just make sure it's safe when you call in.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, so that's it's amazing. And that open plan office is basically an office where it's just there's no cubicles. It's just everybody's desks are kind of not in a row, but just kind of, you know, if there were cubicles, the way it would be without cubicles. So anyway, it was a nice email, and hey, listen, it's fantastic. I mean, I just love it, and I love the people that come in. Even Coffee 77, we go at it. I'm glad he joins us, and so let's go down to the Ranger roll call on this special Joe Bazooka space phone broadcast.
Do you want your music?
Sure.
Mr. Mouth.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth.
Try to flip your chips into his mouth before he closes it.
Mr. Mouth.
First one out of chips is the winner.
Mr. Mouth.
I'll just give him my hippo hurricane collar.
Countrymen, lend me your headphones, lend me your internet speakers, as I go through the Blue Shirt Banner Radio roll call for tonight. Now, let's go with the roll call. We have K-Rig 112. I have no idea what that means. It sounds like some kind of prescription drug that I would take for my schizophrenia. Ed is off his K-Rid 112, and he is gone berserkowitz. City Hockey Fever, one of the all-time greats, was watching that Ranger game with quite concentration, I think. He has chimed in with... very good analysis so far, as I have read in the chat. And then Coffee 77, the champion of one, Mikko Koivu, the younger brother of Sacco Shrimpo. Mikko Shrimpo, Sacco Shrimpo. Two diminutive players with high skill. Although I think Mikko is the glorified John Chabot, or a glorified Gordy Walker. Now, with that being said, he does know his hockey. He likes Ryan Kessler. I like Ryan Kessler. Coffee 77, always in here trying to stir things up. And he's kind of our Avery. Without the upside. And then Coast of the Crazy Greek, eating his Halloween candy, filling his cherub-like face with Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and Reese Witherspoon. Then, Cutter, TML, the incredible Jeff Diamond, who has challenged me. We're making it public. Next week, I will have to do something if the Maple Leafs, I will have to interview Jeff if the Maple Leafs beat our Rangers. And then, if I win the bet and the Rangers beat the Maple Leafs tomorrow, Jeff has to be quiet.
For how long?
I don't know. In the chat room for one show, I think. And then we have Dar 9898. Remember that show Daria on MTV?
Yeah.
Way back? I never got that show. Daria. What was that all about? So when I see Daw 9898, I thought of Daria. Perhaps Daw 9898 can tell us what that screen name means. And then, bigger than Zeus, bigger than God, Gratia, Evgeny, 220 pounds of pure testosterone, ready to shoot anything and everything in his path. Grachev, he's a man. love the Irish. I like the fact they drink. And tonight's loss would drive you to drink, but we have some callers who are calling to this show are already drunk. And you would. We should have gotten drunk before this show, Jimmy. Because
it helps.
The
wait until November 26th.
Real buzzkill. So, Jolton, Joe Micheletti, who is my producer, at least on this side of the glass over here in New York. Jolton Joe's helping me out, throwing me some info. Jolton Joe was saying I'm a little bit off the NDZ. I like his arrogance. I like his arrogance because I think it helps him on the ice, but I see him in this interview. You got to see it. He comes off real boring. Forget how interesting was I at 20. Pretty interesting. Then we have Sean Newman. I'm a little bit afraid that Miss Stacy K was acting as crazy as John was as well. Because I've been in a game and John is a loony too. But listen, birds of a feather scream like lunatics together at a Ranger game. And NTB won. Not to be won. Does that mean that, not to be won? I don't know what that means. NTB won. I don't know. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. What does that mean? Is it two or is it B? Who knows?
Ever B.
What is the, I don't know.
The loneliest number
have,
that you'll ever be.
And then we have Zach, Ranger Dude 35, who's in walking distance. See you later, Grachev, and Madison Square Garden. And Grachev, so long. And he came in, he chimed in, and changed his opinion on the game 5 times after we convinced him. So anyway, that's it. It's kind of a mellow feel tonight because we have a lot of we usually have a lot of people in the chat room, but it's been a very small but elite crew that has joined us tonight here on Blue Shirt Banners. Bazooka Joe Spring Phone Post Game Special. So anyway, that is that.
And yeah, just to reiterate what Eddie said, we do appreciate you guys coming out. Short notice, you guys are always here. I think if we put on a show at 2:00 in the morning, we'd have at least half of you here anyway. So, and we do appreciate it. So, what do we got? 23 minutes to go. And you know what? Today is Friday, October 29th, and just 4 short weeks from tonight, Eddie, is the big night.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm about to put the whole press release together for the Point and Still. And I got Irish Puck, and now I see NTB1 is the Beezer's Florida Panther thing going on. Anyway, yeah, that is going to be something. Now, this is what I heard today. And this is what you should, if you are interested in eating there before the game, give Point and Still a call and make sure you make reservations, because people are starting to book tables to eat before it all starts. And I know that there's been quite a few tables that have been taken just by the players that are going to be there. And from what I'm hearing is talking to Ricky was that he's gotten 2 nice pictures of Nikki and Greshner, 2 pictures which you rarely see. The one that has Nick Fatiu in the in the penalty box, kind of hunched over, and it's shot from like the side. And another picture has Greshner wearing that old-fashioned satellite helmet he used to have, that big Jerry Korab number or whatever, Stan Mikita helmet rather. So, the way they're going to work it is with the autographs, it's going to be like a package deal where it's going to be like, if you want autographs for them, because we don't have the money to book these guys and have them give free autographs. We don't have that kind of escrow. But I think it's, you get all three of them if you want for $35. You get the picture, they'll sign it, they'll inscribe it, whatever you want them to say, for $35. And you really, all three of them, I mean, you're not going to get that. I mean, I've been to those Ranger viewing parties. You got to get a hotel, and you got to go, you know, it's a whole pack. It's hundreds of dollars. I mean, you can go in there, just get the autographs and leave if you want, but we don't want you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
radio show there.
That's pretty reasonable.
What?
That's pretty reasonable. $35, you know. I mean, these, you know, like you said, you know, we're not paying them to appear. You know, these guys are just coming out to because they're, I guess, friends. You know, call them friends of the show, and you know, they just want to come out and meet some Ranger fans. So, you know, it's
I mean, they are getting paid, but by the, you know. It means a lot to us because, you know, if they get involved with us, and I don't want to stir anything up, but since the Rangers management, you see how, what's the word, paranoid they are about anybody being affiliated with it. They are taking a little bit of a chance being affiliated with a viewing party that's not without the Rangers, you know, grasping hand, so to speak. So, I mean, I think the bar owner or Ricky himself is laying out the money, so they, you know, they are being compensated. But for three for $35, they lowered their prices dramatically for us.
Right.
They came way down, and I know their families are going to be in attendance too. So it's going to be and it's all ages. So it's a restaurant and bar. So
yeah,
bring them down.
And I've seen a few people. There's a Facebook page that Eva set up for us, and I think most of you have already responded on there, but I'll put the link in the chat again. We're up to, well, according to the page anyway, we have 32 attending. So, and that includes the Schmiedeberg clan that'll be there and the Geit clan. My brother is coming up, which I'm very excited about. My brother and his wife, my brother Jeff, will be there. Unfortunately, my brother Russ can't make it. He works in retail, so it's going to be a busy day for him. He won't be able to make it. I believe my dad is gonna make the trip in with us. So, and I'm kind of excited about that. It's kind of a special thing for me. He taught me how to be a Ranger fan. He's the reason I'm a Ranger fan. And you know, to have him there and see what we've been able to accomplish thanks to you guys it's going to be a really special night. It really is. And I'll probably cry, but anyway, especially once I get a few beers in me, but, so I'm really looking forward to it.
I got my two cousins coming who are like the quietest guys in the world. You wouldn't even believe they're related to me, but they are responsible for me being a Ranger fan. So, they're psyched to be there. I've been telling them about this show for a year and how great it is. And
are these the same two cousins that you told me about that still play NHL 93 religiously?
Yes.
They update their rosters to be current with it, but they still play NHL 93.
Exactly.
Or that's awesome.
They're still doing it. I was over there Monday night.
You know that would be fun. We set up a TV and get a little, and if somebody brings a Sega Genesis and get an NHL 93 tournament going, that would be just, I think that would be fitting for this show.
I'll work on it. It's funny because my cousins are not the most, well, they're older. One is 54, one is 52, 51. And they're the nicest guys in the world. They really are. But when it comes to sports, my cousin Anthony is a maniac. He flips out. Any game, doesn't matter if it's game six or it's a Stanley Cup final, it's the same kind of intensity. But they're like technologically not with it. They have no cell phone whatsoever, not even a track phone. They have no computer. So Monday night, I went over to set up their computer. They got a computer that somebody gave them. It's this Dell from like 2000. It's as big as a freaking file cabinet at the tower. It's trying to set it up, right? I'm looking around for a plug in the room. They don't have a three-prong plug in their house. What kind of house is this? Like,
they're living off the grid.
They're off the grid. Tom and Anthony are off the grid. But I think once they find out of the sports talk that goes on the internet, they're going to be addicted hardcore. And they would love this show. And I've been telling them for a year how great the show is and the people I've met and the things I've learned, and I can't wait to get them there. My dad may make it. My dad does not like noisy events. Like,
I think this is
going to
be a noisy event.
Yeah, ever since my birth, noisy event.
That was the last noisy event. That was it for him. Once
and
you popped out and said, "How are you?"
How are you? Now, all of a sudden, Zach has said that Scott Lasky, he's claiming that Scott Lasky is a Coke imbiber. And I don't mean the soda. Is that confirmed or is that just blatant slander on your part, Zach? Because I met Scott Lasky. He's pretty cool. He's very animated. I don't know.
We're not gonna speculate on that. We don't know.
Frosty's gonna be there. His wife is gonna be there. We have Scum. His wife. Well, I gotta ask Scum. He said he's gonna be there. Adam from Chicago is flying in, right, Jim?
Yeah, Adam from Chicago said he may have to fly in and turn around and fly right back, but he doesn't want to miss it. Dave Shapiro is going to be there. For Dave, everybody knows Dave from Blue Seat Blossom and from Blue Shirt Banter. Who else have we got? Jerry's going to be there. She's occasionally here on the show. Mike Zippo is going to be there. Jackie Lomba said she's going to be there.
John Dumas, Stacey Kay.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great.
Claude, maybe bring their son.
I'm really looking forward to finally getting to meet everybody face-to-face. And
he's going to love it.
It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night. So it's 4 weeks from tonight. I'm going to probably be there by about 4 o'clock so I can get set up for the show. And then from 5 to 7, we'll do a live show. Grass Shore Fatiu or Kotze will show up before the show's over so they can get on the air with us and talk for a few minutes. But we're not going to, you know, we don't want to get them on the air for too long because it's not about, you know, it's not about getting them on the show. It's about, you know, them being there for you guys. So we won't monopolize their time too much. You know, we'll just do our ridiculous nonsense on the air and have a little fun. And then you guys can sit and have a few scotches. I think Ricky was talking about with Greshner and that's going to be a great night. It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm so excited. It's almost like Christmas for me to get to break bread and hopefully the Rangers will win with, you know, break bread with the fans. And there's plenty of TVs. I checked it out with Ricky. I was a little concerned because I looked at the pictures from the website, the port is still there. And he said there's plenty of TVs. They got a, you know, it looks like a really roomy and a really nice place. We're gonna blow that place up, not literally. Airport, you know.
Frosty's calling for a live roll call that night. Well, I think we're gonna have to do something a little different for the roll call that night. I don't know. We're gonna have to.
Oh yeah, I think we're
gonna have to put something. You know, like maybe you know, like they do it at Yankee games in the bleachers. You know, everybody chanting everybody's name, or I don't know. We'll come up with something new. It'll be fun.
You guys do whatever. Like, I'm gonna tell you something. If you've never been out partying with me, and I know I've done some of these things where people see me. You know, and I'm not really like, you know, but I'm going to be full party mode. And I'm not one of these guys that feigns it and says he's going to do something. I'm probably going to be so hammered, and I'm already throwing down the gauntlet. I can outdrink anyone.
Whoa! That includes your co-host?
Dude, you bring it. I don't have this gut was made for absorbing food and alcohol in mass quantities. So I'll be hammered by game time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I've got a bunch of people, telling me, oh, I'm going to buy you a beer and a shot of Goldschlager. Give me a couple of those in me. My wife already knows she's driving me back to. She'll be driving that night. That's for sure. So
anybody, including you, Newman, you're a skinny bitch compared to me. I will freaking destroy you.
Frosty just asked. I just want to. Frosty's just popped in, and Eddie was just talking about it a few minutes ago, Frosty, that people are starting to reserve tables, so you might want to give them a call and reserve a table. See what you can do. I mean, the other thing is it's going to be a Friday night. We're going to have to contend with the happy hour crowd, so I would recommend reserving a table.
Plus then you'll have a place maybe, I don't know this for sure, but at least a home base where you can operate out of. You might want nachos while you're watching the game if you got a good seat and the whole thing. And we may actually talk to the players in between periods, just not on air, but just to talk to them. Ricky's got 1,000 plans. I don't even know what's going to happen. We're going to get there, and it's going to be like, it's going to be good. That's right. You call me a tub of lard. You know what that lard's for? Absorbing alcohol. That's right, buddy. You're talking to a man who had 37 Dos Equis beer.
Wow.
In a span of about 5 hours.
I'm out.
In Austin, Texas. And was still fairly. I have to post that video. They actually videotaped me.
We need to see that video.
Pretty good.
So the day after Thanksgiving. So if you're one of these shoppers, if you're one of these people, and my brother's one of them. My brother that's coming, he's one of these guys that he gets all the ads before Black Friday, and he's got his plan laid out, and he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and he's out and he's doing his shopping, and usually by noontime, he'll send it. I'm done. I'm all done. My shopping's done for the year. So if you're that type of shopper, you get up early, you get your shopping done, you get home by 12, you take a nap. Get cleaned up, get yourself fresh, and get out to the bar, and you'll be there. Like I said, I'll be there by 4 o'clock, and we'll get going. So plan accordingly. If you're a nap type person, if you need, I don't want to hear it at 8 o'clock. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm going home. I don't want to hear it. I'm coming from Phoenix for this, people.
Zach, did you get the job yet? I mean, you're talking about people coming to the NHL store in the chat room. What do you care if you're not working there yet? We don't know what's going on. So that's looking real good. I got to thank Ricky because he's really doing the job over there, setting it up.
He's the Julie McCoy of the whole thing.
He is. Be on the Lido deck. just on the Lido deck.
We got a late caller here.
Okay, bring him on.
You ready? Your Leafs are going to lose tomorrow night. You're going to get beat bad.
Yeah, right. That's going to happen.
What? We just beat them the other night. Why can't we do it again?
Yeah, well, that's last week. Things are different.
Good evening, Cutter, by the way.
What's so different?
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows it's me. Don't worry about that.
The fantastic Jeff Diamond.
That's right.
Diamond Jeff.
I am not going to brag about the game tomorrow because I know from experience that whatever goes down must come up. And with Carolina pounding you guys actually not pounding you guys, but beating you guys senseless, that you're going to take it out on the Leafs tomorrow, I guess.
Wow. What do you think? You got Luca Caputi up now? You're going to beat us?
It's going to be a close game either way. It doesn't matter.
You know what I'm upset about? That here in the States, we're not going to see it on Hockey Night in Canada. It's going to get blacked out.
I might.
Because
I might on the center ice. They might have both feeds. Tonight was the first time all season for center ice that they had both feeds for the Ranger game. Tonight was the first time they had the Carolina feed and the Ranger feed. It's been the Ranger feed every game except one. But tonight was the first time they offered two feeds. And yeah, if there's two feeds tomorrow night, I'll watch Hockey Night in Canada. Absolutely. I like those guys.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Don Cherry. You got to see what outfit he's wearing. Heard last week was a doozy. it'll be interesting, Jeff. I think it's going to be close. I think both teams. My feeling with the Leafs is this, and you tell me whether you agree or not. They seem to be a one-line team. It's Kessel. Is Bozak playing with Kessel now? I mean, it seems like they're kind of a one-line team, but they have good defense.
Well, they're a good one-line team now, but you got to remember it's October, so too early to call it that.
Right. I think they're kind of evenly matched, these teams. Do you know if Jagr is going to get the start, or is it going to be the monster?
Well, it's not going to matter to me because I have to work tomorrow night.
Ah.
So you're not going to see the game?
Not live, no.
Oh. I see. I was going to extend an invitation. I was going to cordially invite you into the Blue Shirt Banner open game thread. But since you'll be working, we'll have to do that another night.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a big announcement for you guys.
What is that?
I think you don't know this, but next Sunday, November 7th, at the Air Canada Centre, is going to be the Hockey Hall of Fame Legends Classic.
Ooh, cool.
Very nice.
And
who's playing?
Well, there's some Canada Legends versus USA Legends.
Hmm.
So I am going to take my camera with me and do a special Leafs crisis on the show. I mean, on the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And do you know who's playing in the game? Is there any Rangers involved in this? Could you be a roving reporter for us?
What's it called?
Hold on, I got to get the list.
Oh, he's getting the list now. I think Jay's announcement was bigger.
I'm trying to look it up. Let's see here.
Leach played last year. I know that. I remember that. Oh, by the way, Jim, I got this guy to make our banner for our secret project.
Okay. Good.
And it's awesome.
I lost the list. I know.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. I just found it here. Let's see. Canada Legends. We've got Glenn Anderson, Dino Cicerelli, Paul Coffey, Michelle Goulet, Lanny McDonald, Steve Shutt, Daryl Sittler, Billy Smith, Peter Stastny, Brian Bellows, Wendell Clark, Laurie Dupuis, if I said that right, Ray Ferraro, Gary Lehman, Claude Lemieux, and Rick Vive. And then the USA Legends are Cammy Granato, Rod Langway.
Wait.
There are women playing in this game.
Play?
Yeah. Angela James is also playing for the Canada Legends. And I think Laurie Dupuis might be a woman, the way it's spelled. Cammy Granato, Rod Langway. You're going to love this, Eddie. Brian Trottier. Chris Bailey. Bobby Carpenter, Dave Ellett, Tom Fergus, Tony Granato, Phil Housley, Ally Afraidy, Pat Jablonski, Grant Ledyard, Shelley Looney, Sue Mers, and former Blue Shirt Banner Radio guest Knuckles Nyland, and Joel Otto. Nothing against the great Knuckles Nyland, who, as we said, was on this show, but that Canada roster looks awful top heavy, doesn't it, compared to the American roster? I mean, they got Lanny McDonald and Paul Coffey,
Darryl and we're throwing
Grant Ledyard at him.
Yeah.
Oh boy, where's Larry Melnick? Where's he on the list? All right, guys, we got just about a minute to go. We want to thank you guys again for listening. Thank you very much for muddling through the numerous technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll get this straightened out by Wednesday, but I can't guarantee it. And there's the 60-second warning, so we'll see you guys Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Anything else to add?
Just watch my YouTube videos. That's all I got.
Okay.
Now, Cutter, since you're going to be shooting a video, have you asked for maybe video credentials to be, on the scene? And
I'll have to ask them and all that. I don't know what kind of response I'll get.
All right. Well, mention that you are the Canadian correspondent for Blue Shirt Banner Radio, and watch the doors open for you.
Aye, aye.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week. Take it easy, buddy. Is he playing outro music for himself now?
He's got his own bit going.
Got his own outro. All right, Eddie, always a pleasure, buddy. My friend, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, take care, buddy.
Oh, jeez, thank God that's over. What a fucking nightmare. Well, the first hour, anyway.
This guy made a pretty good banner. It's got, like, the New York City skyline, right?
Yeah.
And then it's got, like, a bat signal up. But in the light, there is a Ranger emblem, the outline of a Ranger emblem, of the shield. And
nice.
It looks pretty good, except that he put Banter on it. I told him to put Underground on it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm seriously thinking I was actually thinking of the end of... the end of December, just kind of stepping back from the banter. I told Joe I just don't want to do it anymore. I really don't. It's become more work than I want it to be anymore. And it's like, I just want to have a little fun, have our own thing. And, if I want to write something, I can write something. If I don't want to write something, that's great too. And, we can put up videos and do our shows and videos and things like that. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And, it's also hard with the time difference being out here. The first month of the season, I missed the first period of every game. And, I'm rushing home from work and trying to catch up on TiVo, trying to watch the game. And then the game's over and, it's like, the minute I come home, I'm watching the game, and the game's over, and it's time to eat dinner and spend a little time with Jen and Megan, and then it's like, okay, well, what if I got to do the recap? Then I got to sit there and write a recap, and then, sometimes it's 9 o'clock, it's almost time to go to bed, and I'm just getting up from the computer, some nights. So it's kind of like, and the game threads and everything else, it is. It's a lot more work than people think, and, the money's, what little they pay me, it's not, so...
Right.
But now Joe's got this job that's taking all his nights, and I don't want to, I also don't want to say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, and then, see the site go down the tubes because Joe can't do it. So, I got to have a serious sit down with Joe and figure out what he's going to do, if he's going to be able to do it, and if not, then I got to, talk to Nick and Dave and figure out what's going to be if I really don't want to do it anymore. I was going to hang on. I was going to try and go through the season just so that I could see if I get credentialed for the draft so that I could go stick it to them one more time.
Uh-huh.
But then when I think about it, I'm like, man, that's all the way to June. And do I really want to do this for another whole year,
All right.
So anyway, that's the scoop. We'll see what happens. But that's good that banner sounds like it's really cool.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
and then we'll have to coordinate more on what it's gonna look like and what's gonna be on it and what we're gonna do about this fucking Blog Talk Radio.
I think we may have found the problem. It seemed like we didn't have any problems after I called in.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, that solved tonight's problem. But we had the problem the other night, and we weren't linked up on Skype. So I don't know. But we can't. We can't keep doing shows where we got to stop and start 10 times because we look like idiots.
I know. It's unprofessional.
Yeah.
Basically.
So.
Yeah. All right, buddy boy.
Anyway, sir, have a good weekend. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, man.
All right, you too. Bye.